O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Your words have I hidden within my heart, that I should not sin against you. Saviour eternal, life of the world unfailing, light everlasting, and our true redemption, taking our humanity in your loving freedom, you rescued our lost earth and filled the world with joy. By your first advent, justify us. By your second, set us free, that when the great light dawns and you come as judge of all, we may be robed in immortality and ready, Lord, to follow in your footsteps blessed, wherever they may lead. Verses from Psalm 80. Hear, O Shepherd of Israel, you that led Joseph like a flock, shine forth, you that are enthroned upon the cherubim, before Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh. Stir up your mighty strength and come to our salvation. Turn us again, O God. Show the light of your countenance, and we shall be saved. O Lord God of hosts, how long will you be angry at your people's prayer? You feed them with the bread of tears. You give them abundance of tears to drink. You have made us the derision of our neighbours, and our enemies laugh us to scorn. Turn us again, O God of hosts. Show the light of your countenance, and we shall be saved. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Let us pray. Faithful Shepherd of your people, as we look for the light of your countenance, restore in us the image of your glory, and graft us into the risen life of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. You know what time it is, how it is now the moment for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. The night is far gone, the day is near. Let us then lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armour of light. Let us live honourably as in the day, not in revelling and drunkenness, not in debauchery and licentiousness, not in quarrelling and jealousy. Instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires.
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Watchful at all times, let us pray for strength to stand with confidence before our Maker and Redeemer. Father of life, make known your glory, that God may bring in his kingdom with justice and mercy. Let us pray to the Lord. Father of life, make known your glory, that God may establish among the nations his scepter of righteousness. Let us pray to the Lord. Father of life, make known your glory, that we may seek Christ in the scriptures and recognize him in the breaking of the bread. Let us pray to the Lord. Father of life, make known your glory. That God may bind up the brokenhearted, restore the sick, and raise up all who have fallen. Let us pray to the Lord. Father of life,
make known your glory.
That the light of God's coming may dawn on all who live in darkness and the shadow of death. Let us pray to the Lord. Father of life,
make known your glory.
That with all the saints in light, we may shine forth as lights for the world. Let us pray to the Lord. Father of life,
make known your glory.
Let us commend the world which Christ will judge to the mercy and protection of God. Keep us, O Lord, while we tarry on this earth, in a serious seeking after you, and in an affectionate walking with you every day of our lives, that when you come, we may be found not hiding our talent, nor serving the flesh, nor yet asleep with our lamp unfurnished, but waiting and longing for our Lord, our glorious God, forever.
Amen.
Awaiting his coming in glory, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Amen.
May the Lord make us ready for his coming in glory.
Amen. Amen.